Vote in our Twitter poll, and today's Twitter poll, I may have to ask Senator John Braun about this, but the State Highway Traffic Safety Commission in Washington State is now proposing that driver's ed be mandatory for anybody under the age of 24. They don't give all the details, but I can see about 10 different ways for that to go wrong. But in the meantime, glad to have you with me. Glad to take your calls. Senator Braun, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Lars.
Hey, before we get to that other issue that I may just throw in your lap, I want to know about this. The Democrats and the ACLU have now decided to wage war on citizens who want to gather petition signatures in Washington State. They're doing it by saying, we're going to set your name and location loose so that so-called protesters can show up and harass you.
They are. It's a shameful attack on democracy is how I describe it. And so they're putting out asking for folks to report the existence of signature gatherers, and then they're organizing folks to go to these locations. And we're not talking about, you know, just general. We're talking about upfront, in your face, trying to pick an argument so that they can get the signature gatherers thrown out of that wherever they're doing their work. It's 100% illegal under current state law. But what we find is we have an unwillingness by current officials to enforce the law. So we propose another law that just says, look, you have to stay back 25 feet. Make it very, very clear. And this is not unusual. We do this at other polling places to make sure people have the right to collect signatures for whatever topic they believe in. In this case, it's an initiative to the legislature. But the next case, it could be something different. This is unbelievable interference with the democratic process.
So tell me this, Senator, why is it that law enforcement is saying we're not going to enforce the law, even though there's a law in the books they could arguably use to stop this kind of harassment of people who are engaged in electoral activity?
Well, I'm going to give the law enforcement the benefit of the doubt here. The fact is that we have, you know, the legislative majorities and legislative government in our state has for years beat down law enforcement to the fact that we have the fewest number of law enforcement officers per population of anybody in the country. They frankly can't keep up with the work in front of them, is the bottom line. We have a runaway in nonviolent crime. They are not able to keep up. There's not enough of them. So I give them the benefit of the doubt. They just don't have time or the ability to get after this.
Well, I understand the resource problem, because that was one of the side effects of all that defund the police nonsense. But I would think if you left it up to law enforcement to say, look, when one of these happens and you're not in the middle of a hot call or some other urgent business, could you please stop and just give these people, you know, read these people the Riot Act? Because I'd agree with you, John. Even if somebody was gathering signatures for something I disagree with, I don't think the right way to win that is to simply come up and start harassing the person gathering the signatures. I've had conversations with people and they stop me and say, hey, will you sign this petition? I'll say, what's it about? Why are you convinced it's going that way? In other words, I don't try to impede them from gathering, gathering the signatures they want to gather, nor do I harangue the people who might say, sure, I want to sign that. I figure they have a right to sign the petition. Go ahead and do it. This is the most anti-democratic, anti-American, you know, behavior that I've heard about in a long time.
You're 100% right. I mean, why can't the very fact that they are unwilling to debate on the substance of the issue, if they believe, you know, as an example, one of the initiatives is to repeal the Climate Commitment Act. If they believe that's the right answer, debate on the substance of the issue, explain to people, working people across the state of Washington, why they think it's okay to impose this very regressive, authoritarian effort to reduce carbon when better methods exist. Let them explain their position and try and make their case. But don't use harassment. Don't use bullying. This is the very thing that our Democratic friends like to say that they're against. But here they are, their organizations harassing folks who are just trying to get them to get involved and affect government in a positive way.
And you know the problem, Senator. My impression of most of the conservatives I know, those involved in politics and those not, is that it's, I guess, for lack of a better term, it's not our style. If I see somebody saying something I disagree with, I might stand and listen to it because they usually, you know, you give them enough rope, they'll hang themselves. They're their own worst enemies. But I don't try to shout them down. But that is exclusively the behavior of people from the left. Would you agree with me that this is not the kind of behavior you're seeing from conservatives and Republicans?
No. I would not condone this kind of behavior by anybody. But we don't have this problem with our Republican supporters attacking Democratic Initiative signature gatherers. It just doesn't happen. What we have is very aggressive groups from the left side of the spectrum who can't make their case in a public argument. Think they need to bully to get their way because they think they know better about public policy than anybody else, and they shouldn't have to defend themselves.
Hey, Senator, I put this up as the Twitter poll today. Should states make driver's ed mandatory for those under 24? As I understand the numbers, most of the school districts have either diminished or they've done away with driver's ed. And now you got the State Highway Traffic Safety Commission saying because most of the accidents involve those 21 to 25, and because 70% of those who had no driver's ed have a higher rate of crashes than those who did have driver's ed. So there's some benefit. But now they say that we should make it mandatory and then force people to go out and spend $500 to $600 to take a private driver's ed course. Do you think that's something that ought to be imposed on people in Washington state?
Yeah, this makes no sense to me. Of all the challenges we have in our state, we got plenty of them. I don't know why this is. If you want to get a driver's license today, you have to take the course. You gotta go get it. But why do you have to make people? There are lots of young adults that just don't drive. Let them decide. I'm personally about freedom. If they decide they don't want to drive and they can make their way without it, well, that's up to them. But why would we make them do this? They can't get a license, can't drive legally without taking the course. What's the point in distracting us from much, much bigger problems in our state right now?
Well, see, and that says when you're 18 or older, driver's ed is not legally required. So it sounds like the State Traffic Safety Commission wants to impose this as a new requirement. So say you didn't have your license and you get to 22 and you realize I need to have a license because of a job or other things. And you say, okay, I'm going to go get a license. Right now, you don't have to take driver's ed. In this case, Department of Licensing is going to tell a 22-year-old, you got to go back and spend $600, take the course, and until then, you can't have a license. That seems to be what the State Traffic Safety Commission wants, although all the details of their little proposal are not out yet. That's Senator John Braun. Senator, thank you very much.